Hi all, and welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. A chance for us, as ever, to round up what is happening across the leagues, and a chance for me to give you my latest strange football fact. So, it all started on Friday night at the Emirates as Arsenal and Aston Villa faced off in the Premier League. On Saturday, Norwich went to Stamford Bridge to play Chelsea, and Cardiff City looked to grab something at home against Middlesbrough in the early kickoff. We had a tasty fixture down at the Amex as Brighton and Man City rounded off a jam-packed Saturday of football. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my mate Daniel. How are we today?
Doing good, pal. Another good week, another week out of the way. How are you?
Very well, very well.
Good stuff. Yeah, some tasty fixtures, and there's probably no better place to start than the Premier League. So when we come back, it's the Premier League.
So, Premier League, how has it been this weekend?
So we got underway on Friday night. Nice little fixture at the Emirates. Arsenal seemed to have turned a corner, I think. Good result there. Arsenal 3, Aston Villa 1. That's a really good. They've been unbeaten now in what, five games? I've got it here. Unbeaten in five,
yep.
Arsenal.
Five games. Yeah.
Three losses on the bounce for Aston Villa, so looking not a very good period of time here for Dean Smith and his boys.
It's a bit tough, isn't it? Three defeats in a row, yeah.
It has indeed, but I think the turning point, we always mention that first couple of weeks on these podcasts, and Arsenal were down there struggling, and they've really, really turned a corner in the Premier League. And you know what, hats off to Mikel Arteta and how he's got his team playing football. And they're up to ninth in the league, so... They're not too far away, actually, are they really now? You're looking, they can get into the top four now.
Yeah,
there's no reason why they couldn't.
Well, let's look at it. I mean, nine played, four wins now, two defeats, three loss. They've definitely picked up form in the last five games, massively. And they're joint on points with four other teams above them.
That's it. Yeah, seven games unbeaten, sorry, in all competitions.
Absolutely. Arsenal fans, what's your thoughts now on Arteta? Things obviously... He's turned it around. Form's looking good. How do you see the rest of the season going? I think that's where we should start with, really.
Definitely. I think the same goes to Aston Villa fans. Three losses on the bounce now. Some tricky fixtures, no doubt, coming up for yourselves. You've got West Ham coming up next. Can you get out of this little rut? That's one, two, three games unbeaten. I think everyone was a bit excited by that win at Old Trafford. It's not a tricky place to go, Old Trafford, but you managed to come away there with a win. But losses to Spurs, Wolves, and now Arsenal, and then with a tricky fixture coming up ahead with West Ham United. So, yeah, let us know, Aston Villa fans. Obviously, there's no reason to turn around and say Dean Smith needs to go. No. I don't think it's far too early. I think he's done a fantastic job in guiding them back to the Premier League and that. So I think it's too early. And I think there are worse teams in this league. Definitely.
To be honest, I'm going to say it. There's several teams, a lot of teams in the bottom half worse.
Think we should start with one of those that, unfortunately, the step up back to the Premier League is just not going to plan. And seven heaven for Chelsea at the Bridge today. And bearing in mind...
They were missing two strikers.
Yes, they're missing Lukaku and Werner as well. And it was a nice little picture I saw of Werner. He doesn't like a certain flavour of wine gums by the looks of things as well, as he sat in the stands. And I think he went without there. But seven heaven for Chelsea today. 7-0 to Norwich. Norwich City. I'm honestly going to ask now, Norwich fans, how do you actually feel about this? I think there's a little bit of sense of loyalty now towards Daniel Farke.
Yeah.
But how long can that last? Is Daniel Farke a championship manager? Personally, I think given the budget that he has in that league, he does extremely well. That Norwich always seem to dominate in the championship, but this step up and the kind of caliber, because they do sign players, don't they? They do sign players to when they come up to the Premier League. But is it always players that they sign for the Premier League so they're ready again for the Championship?
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's like, if there was a league between the Premier League and the Championship, they would fit in beautifully, wouldn't they? But there isn't.
There's a handful, isn't there? There's a handful of teams like that would. Mm. And unfortunately, that Premier League 2, which has always been spoken about, is never going to... I don't think that will ever materialise.
No. There'll be too many against it, I reckon.
But this is how I feel. And I've kind of studied Norwich now over the course of these podcasts. And I just feel like the signings that they make aren't good enough. There are, don't get me wrong, they've got Premier League quality players, a handful, but I always feel like they make their signings, they'll do what they do in summer, they'll do what they do in January, and those signings are going to be good enough to get them back again.
Yeah,
after the season after next.
But like Dan said, Norwich fans, do you want to keep this yo-yo club label that you most definitely have? Is this what you're happy with, or is it time for Farke to go? Who, you know, it's not for us to decide. It's obviously for the board and everybody at the club. But it'd be really good to hear Norwich fans' views.
Definitely. I'd quite like to hear you. Obviously, we don't know what the finance is and how and the ownership style of things. But let us know the thoughts. And yeah, I just feel like this could be the start of a constant back-to-back kind of thing, because there is 19 other teams in that league that are better off. And look at Brentford, look at Watford. We'll come on to Watford in a bit, but look at those teams. They've seemed to have adapted quite well in this league. Again, we'll come on to those teams in a little bit while, but yeah, Norwich fans, let us know. That's a minus 21 goal difference now, sitting on really 2 points. You're miles behind everyone else. You really are. You've scored 2 goals all season.
It's so bad, isn't it? It's just like literally hello Championship again for
Derby County fans are probably sitting there rubbing their hands thinking Norwich City could take that horrible record away from us.
That record that's stood, what is it, like 15, 16 years?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Longer. And the fact that they're now 5 points adrift from even getting out of the relegation zone, it's only, what, 9 games played. It's still early doors, but I just don't see anything materialising from there. But Chelsea, there's not much really to say. You're 3 unbeaten in the last 3 games. You're still my number one, and that's without Lukaku and Werner as well today. So yeah, fair play to Chelsea.
Fair play, yeah.
South London, Crystal Palace 1, Newcastle United 1. Obviously, Newcastle United now without Steve Bruce under the stewardship of Graham Jones. A good point, I'd say. That's a really good point.
It is a good point. But however, what I'm going to add to that is I looked at the possession stats. Dominant performance by Palace. They probably should have had more. And on another day, they probably would have tucked more away.
Indeed. But how many times have I said it over the last week? You could have 95% exactly. possession. It means nothing.
If you don't take your chances, it doesn't mean anything.
No, yep. It doesn't. And that's the thing. But I honestly believe that's a really good point. Good point for Newcastle. Crystal Palace.
Wilson scored a cracker of an overhead kick as well.
I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to catching the highlights for that one, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing the image now of him with the overhead kick. But yeah, by the sounds of it, Christian Benteke had a fantastic game. And there was a goal ruled out as well in 3 minutes to go from Benteke, which I don't know, it sounded like that goal should have stood, but until I see it, I can't say too much about it. But a good point for both. I think they're both down there, thereabouts. These games you shouldn't lose. So if anything, it's probably a good shout. Well, I'm just looking at possession, like you've just said there.
It was like 75-25. Yeah. It's like in this league, it's like you can't give too much away like that to... But then Newcastle, they've got January, and the new owners are obviously going to want to spend money, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, so... that's it. And I think the common theme across all the leagues actually so far this season is that there's a handful of teams that are absolutely dominating games. There's a fair few in the Championship that we can talk about. Absolutely. Dominating games, but they just can't finish it. But yeah, great point for the two there. I'm going to skip the next one. Again, we're going to go to another 1-1 draw. Let's go to Welland Road. Leeds 1, Wolves 1. Again, I feel like... This is a good point for Leeds, probably a worse point for Wolverhampton Wanderers, especially now being undefeated in four. Leeds United picking up a point, especially after the loss from last week.
Definitely a valuable point, yeah.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see. Again, I don't know whether I'm just riding high really on how Leeds United did last season, but they are struggling this season. But they've got a cushion. They've got a cushion between them and Burnley. In the table, Wolverhampton Wanderers, 3 points. Another 3 points takes you into fourth. So I think that's a good. I think definitely a massive turnaround from Bruno Lage there. But Leeds, what do you want? Is it just a case of just staying up again? You've seen how the team have started these 9 games. Is it just a case of, let's just get through the season, let's stay up. Doesn't matter even if we finish 17th, and then we'll go again from next season.
Yep. I'd say. So, I mean, it's not been the best start, but with the guy they've got in charge, Bielsa, he does manage to turn things around. I mean, that draw could be the stepping stone for their season.
It could be. Very absolutely, yeah. And don't get me wrong, they've picked up a win. They've got a couple of draws now, a couple of losses in the last five, and that's not a team that's going to go down in my eyes. But if we don't know. It's nine games in, isn't it? It's nine games.
Exactly.
Let's stay on the South Coast, and I feel like it was a weekend of all the teams at the bottom of the table kind of playing each other. Ooh. Southampton 2, Burnley 2. Let me know. How do you think, AD?
Oh, cracker of a game, that one. For me, I would say that's probably... I mean, they're close in the table, but point gain for Burnley, especially with Newcastle just behind them in 19th as well. Definitely, and away from home as well.
What I liked about what I heard today is... It was funny, actually, that Cornet scored the two goals, famously.
Oh, the Yorkshire
badge. Yeah.
Their win back.
Yeah. What I liked is they took the leads and they did go 2-1 down, but they could have easily just switched off and gone, oh, here we are again. We're going to remain in the bottom three regardless now. And they could have just switched off. But you know what? They fought back.
Yeah.
And then it was a case of the last half an hour was kind of like, hold on, let's grab this point now.
It's simply not the Sean Dyche way to manage a team who don't have any fight. They always fight, don't they, Burnley? They have really to be in the Premier League for so long as well.
You know, it's really funny, isn't it? And I don't know about this, but I never look at Burnley now and go, they're relegation favourites.
No, because they always seem to have a plan to get out of trouble, don't they?
When you think
there may be a bit of trouble, they always seem to get out. And Sean Dyche he's loved there, isn't he? He's done a fantastic job overall at Burnley.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Completely agree. But again, you're right. I think a great point for Burnley, possibly Southampton. You probably would have wished that you could come away with those 3 points. That 3 points would have just given you a little bit of breathing space, I think.
It is tight down there.
Very it is tight indeed. But there. they've got the benefit of knowing they've got 4 points.
Absolutely.
4 points gap between them and them. Let's go back to Merseyside. Probably the surprise result.
This was an
today.
Interesting game.
Over to you, pal. Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
You head over it.
So Everton, it finished. Everton 2, Watford 5. And me and Dan have previously mentioned Ranieri. He seems to... It seems like it starts off tricky at a new club, doesn't it? And then his second game, he seems to get that bounce, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And what a bounce. A 5-2 victory away to Everton at Goodison Park. After Rafa Benitez has had a good start at Everton this season as well.
And a massive kick in the teeth. Massive kick in the teeth for Everton for letting Joshua King go, I think.
That's what I was thinking, because he bagged a hat-trick today, didn't he, as well?
He played 11 times for Everton. He didn't look the player that we used to see, especially when he was at Bournemouth. But yeah, he's come on today, and he's actually... It's definitely one of those moments I feel today was, you know what, I'm going to actually show you what you're missing out.
Absolutely.
And he's done that, and he's turned it on. The problem Joshua King, if you should be thinking about now, is you need to keep this up. If you want to play for a team like Everton, because no disrespect to Watford, Everton was a fantastic move for him, especially after relegation with Bournemouth and so forth. Mm. He scores goals, and it just didn't happen with Everton. But yeah, maybe this is the kickstart he needed.
He's had his injury worries, hasn't he, over the years, a little bit. But like you said, he should be making the most of the opportunity when you go, especially when you go to Everton are a big club. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but fair play to him. He's got a hat trick against Everton. And Ranieri does have a track record of getting the best out of strikers, doesn't he? I mean, look what he did to Vardy.
Definitely. I'm not going to sit here and do a Gary Lineker and say, Watford fans, you're absolutely living a dream if you think you're going to win the league. Because I think that was a very, very, and no disrespect to Leicester, that the spirit and everything that they had that season,
but all crazy.
The top teams really had a blip in that season.
Yeah.
And I think it was a wake-up call, wasn't it? It was really a wake-up call to those so-called big six teams to go, you know what, if we actually switch off, one of these teams can sneak in there. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it with Brighton this year.
Yep.
We've seen it with West Ham in the last couple of years. We've also seen it with Wolves as well, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some teams that are actually knocking on that door.
In and around the top six, trying to sniff their way in, aren't they? Yeah,
That's it, yeah. But Rafa Benitez probably shaking his head today. No doubt there was a massive tallying off in that dressing room.
I'll tell you what. he's a man who's disciplined with his defending as well. He
very
loves
late
a very
well.
Sturdy defense, so he will be absolutely.
It was a 12 minute breakdown.
Yeah,
defensively.
They were 2-1 up, weren't they, Everton?
They were 2-1 up. Yeah, they were 2-1 up, and then in the last 12 minutes, it was Kuka. He got the goal, and then King bragged to, obviously, to make his hat trick, and then I think in 90th minute, what was his name? Dennis got the goal but it was literally
right,
a 12 minute breakdown. From
crazy.
It reminded me of that breakdown that Liverpool had last season when they played Villa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And wasn't that the kick up the bum that Liverpool needed last season?
Just a bit.
So, fantastic result, Watford. We're not going to take anything from you tonight.
Just like Dan mentioned, a 12 minute, like just a mad charade where Benitez he would have been livid after the game, guaranteed.
Big
guaranteed.
Time. Big time.
And that you wouldn't blame him, would you, for that?
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubts there. But Everton, you're still in that top half of the table, so I won't worry too much about that. And then last but not least, I thought it was going to be quite a tasty affair and maybe a close encounter, but Manchester City proving what they can do over Brighton. Brighton, you're still remaining fourth after a 4-1 loss at home to Manchester City. They're looking good. They're moving along nicely again, aren't they, Manchester City? We spoke about this, didn't we?
Yeah. There was moments where they've shown what they could, how calculated in the attack they can be at times. Mm-hmm. They were just lethal when they're on the ball today.
When they're on it, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's 5 unbeaten now for Pep Guardiola's boys. Manchester City doing what they normally do. An iffish start, and then they slowly grow into that season. But Brighton 1, Manchester City 4. And then we've got some fixtures coming up as well in the Premier League. We've got Brentford versus Leicester, West Ham United, Tottenham, and Manchester United versus Liverpool. That's going to be a nice one, that one, in the league. I'm looking forward to the Brentford-Leicester game, actually. I wonder if Brentford can continue that. Where will that take them?
I tell you what, that'll be an interesting battle, that one.
Brentford could potentially go fourth tomorrow. Early doors. Because they're the early kickoff. They could potentially go fourth.
That would be insane. Fair play to Brentford.
And it's amazing because, didn't you mention it to me?
It was the supercomputer predicted they'd finish fourth, yeah.
And it predicts their fourth, yeah, which is a good thing. But yeah, some tasty fixtures there. And let's round up the table. Let's round up the table for the Premier League. So Chelsea in the top spot. Manchester City, Liverpool and Brighton make up those Champions League spots. Tottenham, Manchester United in those Europa League spots. And West Ham occupying that Conference League with Everton, Arsenal and Wolves in the top half.
So, in the bottom half of the table, we have got Brentford, Leicester City, Aston Villa, Watford, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Leeds United. And in the bottom three in the relegation places, we've got Burnley, Newcastle United and Norwich City.
Fantastic stuff. Some tasty fixtures. But when we come back, it's the EFL Championship.
So, EFL Championship, how have we been looking this weekend?
So long, Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, it's been coming, hasn't it? Let's be honest.
three games too soon for my liking.
Yeah.
They were poor today.
That was their record 8th defeat in a row for Cardiff City, from what I read. Mm-hmm. Just
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
horrendous.
7, 8. Yeah,
what a horrendous record to go out on as well. But like we talked about Mick McCarthy going a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But
they've scored one goal in those 8 losses.
Yeah, been horrific, horrific.
Cardiff fans, we're not even Cardiff fans, and you can tell how deflated we are for you on this one. I'm not too sure what and it made me laugh reading the statement that it was by mutual consent.
Mm.
How can it be by mutual consent? You've just lost 8 games in a row. This is a straight up sacking. If anything,
and Mick against McCarthy, Swansea as well.
If anything, Mick McCarthy. I don't know what's going on, but you should have gone three games ago. You should have gone straight after the Swansea game.
Definitely.
In my eyes,
yeah, especially like a massive rivalry as well.
But yeah. We talk about Cardiff enough in the last sort of couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Middlesbrough, superb. You are 3 unbeaten. Neil Warnock's revolution. He loves the championship. He loves getting promoted. Middlesbrough, you're in the playoffs. You're currently in 6th position with 3 games unbeaten.
It's just been... We were talking about Middlesbrough, weren't we, a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. How they're in the bottom half. But then we always forget how close and how much can change in a short space of time in this league. And sixth place.
It's such a shame. It's such a shame you lost to Hull.
Because that would have been a perfect five in a row, wouldn't it?
Perfect five in a row. Lost to Hull. Yeah. And that would have what put you on 24. So you would have been joint fourth with Coventry City. But yeah, Middlesbrough fans, you should be pleased tonight. Very pleased. You're doing well. Your next fixture's got Birmingham. Birmingham next. Then you got Luton. Ooh, that's going to be a tasty one.
That'll be a good fifth and sixth.
And then they've got West Bromwich Albion as well. So some tasty fixtures coming up for Middlesbrough. So really, really, we're going to see probably over the next three games, we'll see what Middlesbrough can do towards this season, especially what we're now 14 games in now, I think.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah, 14 games, which is mad. So, but yeah, fantastic win there for Middlesbrough. Cardiff City fans, but thankfully Mick McCarthy's gone now. New manager will come in. You've got a caretaker for the time being. Hopefully things turn around for yourselves. But fortunately for you, even though you've lost eight in a row, you're still not in the relegation zone.
No, it's crazy. We've talked about this before as well. Eight defeats in a row and still 2 points above the bottom three.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But
superb. Yep, superb from Middlesbrough.
Absolutely.
But Cardiff City, you got next. Cardiff City, away to Stoke. Away to Stoke. Oh, God. Stoke, QPR, Huddersfield. Probably the change was needed. Go into those games just with some belief now. Just do what you need to do, I'd say. Get some points on the board for that one. Fantastic. Next fixture is to the West Midlands and Birmingham City. A great win, I think. I think Swansea have been a little bit happy, and this is not bitter because they beat us the other night in the league. Swansea, yeah, you've had a couple of fantastic games, really, and really some really good performances. I saw the game against Cardiff. I saw the game against West Bromwich Albion, and you played fantastically. I'm not going to sit here and say that you didn't deserve the win against West Brom, because you did. But yeah, today, Birmingham 2, Swansea 1. I think Troy Deeney scored as well, didn't he?
He did score today, yeah. Much needed win for Birmingham.
I think so. Birmingham City, that was a little bit of tide to turn in now. Two games unbeaten now after three losses on the bounce.
Yeah,
I think it's needed.
Good little turnaround, that.
Big turnaround. Swansea City, you still remain in 15th after that three-game unbeaten run come to an end. Let's head to Lancashire and a team that you know of.
I do indeed, yeah. Very much for family. Blackburn Rovers 2, Reading 0. I always keep an eye out for John Swift of Reading, but he didn't manage to get on the goal sheet today for Reading.
He's been quiet now for weeks.
But a great win for Blackburn, because we did see they slipped out of the playoff running in recent weeks. But great win. Fantastic.
It was a game that was over in 3 minutes. It was crazy. Gallagher and Dolan in 3 minutes apart of each other, finishing off Reading.
Absolutely.
What is that now for Reading? That's two losses on the bounce after two wins on the bounce. So yeah, it's kind of like mid-table form, isn't it? Get a win, get a loss, get a draw.
Yeah, it's very mid-table. I mean, both teams, to be honest.
Well, they are, 12 and 13th, aren't they? So yeah, a great fixture there for Blackburn Rovers. To the lead leaders.
Yeah.
They're still going.
They're storming, aren't they? I mean, a cracking 3-0 home victory against Huddersfield. Slanky on the goal sheet again.
14 games unbeaten.
Yep. They're just unstoppable, aren't they, at the moment? I can't see who stops them.
They're just thinking of it, aren't they? And we'll say this every week. I don't want to spend too much time. Sorry, Bournemouth fans, but you're just doing what a promotion team's done. You're having that second season now in the Championship after last season. And there's nothing more to say. You're 6 points clear at the top, with some quite nice fixtures coming up. Reading, Preston, Swansea, Derby, all coming up for Bournemouth. They will lose at some point, but it's difficult to try and see when.
Yeah, exactly. When they're in such a good vein of form and they're picking up wins, even like the their last win when they won 1-0 away, they're managing to grind out results, but then the home performances have been great as well. So it's tough to see when they're going to lose.
And that's it. And Huddersfield Town, that brings an end to an unbeaten run, actually. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 games unbeaten in the league. You've slipped outside of the playoffs now going ahead. But yeah, you know what? I'm still sure that those fans will still be happy, the fact that they are in eighth still. But yeah, great result.
I tell you what, that's seven teams joint on 21 points.
It's crazy.
Well.
Someone mentioned that earlier on social media, and it's mad that goal difference could be the thing that keeps you in the playoffs by the end of the season, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's a fantastic league.
It's heating up, isn't it? Massively.
It really is a fantastic league. Mm. Where we go next? So we go back to the West Midlands, down to the Rico. We're calling it the Rico, regardless.
Yep, it finished Coventry 1, Derby County 1. I would say another point gained for Derby County, especially after Coventry's reign.
I'm stuck with Derby because everyone just looks at the table, don't they? And they're bottom of the league, but they are unbeaten in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. And what did they have? 12 points? So what would they be on now? 12, 17.
They would They've be on 17 draws, points. They've had 8 draws, haven't they, as well? Yeah, yeah, that's it. So three, six, very mid-table 17. Form, really.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so
yeah,
they'd be on the same points as Nottingham Forest, which is mad. Same goal difference as Nottingham Forest, which won't go down well. And they're both unbeaten in the last five.
Exactly. So the other way around, that they've had that. It's a shame that they obviously had the points taken off. Really,
and potentially there could be another further nine coming. So, but they're getting the results. They are. They're, even if every point is gained for a team like Derby, but some wins they've got to get some wins, and that's got to start, I think, in the next two. Blackburn at home, Barnsley away, and then Millwall. And Millwall are playing really well at the minute. They're unbeaten in two themselves.
Yeah, it's great to get them points. But like Dan said, converting them into wins is key now, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. And Coventry City, another draw for yourselves. I know, again, I've spoke to a couple of Cov fans this week, and hey, they're happy the fact that they're in the playoffs. So there's nothing more really to say. I'm looking forward, and I will say this, I am looking forward to the 4th of December, and I'm going to try and get some tickets if we can. We'll have to see what we can do, because it's a 12:30 kickoff now, so it's going to be on Sky. That game.
It's going to be a great Midlands game.
It's going to be a full hour. So we honestly think, again, speaking to a colleague of mine, we're going to be, I honestly think that stadium will be a full house that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but absolutely. Yeah, a good point for both. And then a team that is completely, and I said this now for the last couple of weeks, Luton Town 1, Hull City 0. Luton Town, you're in the playoffs. And again, only just because you scored, your goal difference is in there. But you're 5 unbeaten. I think it could be more. I really think it's more.
Let's see if I can get a look at the fixtures. Oh, you got it. Cool.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, they are five games unbeaten. But if they didn't lose to Luton, they'd be at least 11 games unbeaten.
Mm.
If they didn't lose to Bournemouth, they would have been 11 games being beaten. But Luton Town, fantastic job.
They're not exactly a bad thing to go, you know. Bournemouth have, like we've mentioned, having a cracking season, but play Luton.
Good stuff there. And Hull City, you remain in the relegation zone. Millwall 2, Stoke 1, a fantastic result there, I think, for Millwall, and that climbs you up to 10th. And Stoke, you're in 9th. What's that now for Stoke? That's 3 losses on the bounce now for Stoke since that win over West Brom.
Yeah, that's it. I was going to say, I thought, in my opinion, they played fantastically against West Brom, and I thought they were going to, you know, continue.
I'm chewing on my words here, because I turned around after that game and said, you know what, that's the best team I've seen all season.
Yeah.
And by the look of it, they put 120% into that game. And the last three games, they've just completely burned out. But two games, two wins on the bounce for Millwall. You're on that 21 points as well. So technically, you're in the playoffs, but just by the fact of goal difference. A big win, a massive win, and I think this is a really good 3 points for Peterborough United. 2-1 victory over QPR. QPR, you remain in 7th. Another loss after last week's win, but Peterborough United, that's 2 wins on the bounce.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Dan, that gives them some lovely bit of breathing space looking at the bottom. 5
it
points
does now,
at
yeah,
the bottom, though.
Massively, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise until I looked at the table and I thought, you know what, how poor Hull and Barnsley. I'm not going to bring Derby into it. I'm not. But Cardiff, Hull and Barnsley, how poor you really are in this league this season, unfortunately.
Incredible relegation form between the three teams, definitely.
Definitely. Just while we're at Barnsley, you play Sheffield United tomorrow. And Nottingham Forest, Fulham. I'm going to be on that one tomorrow. Nottingham Forest, Fulham tomorrow. That's going to be a really good game. And Nottingham Forest fans, do us a favour. Do us baggies a favour. Actually, do most of the teams in the playoffs a favour by getting the 3 points against Fulham. But I'll end up eating my words at the end of the season when we play Nottingham Forest again, won't I?
Yeah.
If I keep saying that.
But they're on a run of form, aren't they?
That's it, yeah. And a turn in fortune, back to winning ways at the Hawthorns today. West Bromwich Albion 3, Bristol City 0. After a couple of inconsistent games, really, after that loss at Swansea, then they had a win and then that loss to Stoke. But I honestly think that this result was needed today. There's a couple of fans, a couple of section of the fans that are... Every
a lot of negativity.
Yeah, just a lot of negativity. And I think there's no... But I kind of sat down today and actually thought about it. And I think there's a majority of teams that are in this league that really have to do a lot of squad management. And sometimes the decision that a gaffer makes, at the end of the day, they're the ones that are qualified to do it. And squad management is a massive thing, especially with COVID, especially now that the substitutions have now come back down to three. Although I did see that concussion substitute.
Yeah, play you get an extra one. For
yeah, you get an extra one, don't you? Bristol City had a player taken off and then you get an extra one. But I'm just, I'm kind of on that fence now of going, you know what, we're second in the league.
I'm going to say a massive apology to Jordan Hugo as well. I gave him a bit of stick before kickoff. I decided to tweet, as I do, Hugo starting ... with a little gif, basically a gif of an actor, I think it was, putting their hands in their face. And he goes and scores a cracking goal today. So fair play, Hugo.
And he should have had more.
Got that goal.
He should have had more.
So he was ready for it today. Yeah.
So here's an all things football podcast first. If you've got a player that's just not performing as well as you could, let AD know. He'll tweet their name, and they'll probably have one of the best performances of their
life. I'll just give them a bit of grief, and then they'll bag a goal.
So let us know. AD will go through the social media at the end. But let him know what players, and he'll tweet their name, and hopefully they bag a goal for you. But West Bromwich Albion 3, Bristol City 0. Bristol City, you remain in 16th position. That's three losses on the bounce for yourself under Nigel Pearson. Again, you've got that breathing space between the bottom, but you're one of those teams. I'm seeing a lot of losses. So Stoke.
Yeah.
Bristol City, Cardiff, Hull, Barnsley. There's three or more games that you've lost on the bounce now, so there's some wins that need to come there and there. And I've just mentioned on Sunday, we've got Barnsley versus Sheffield United and Nottingham Forest versus Fulham. So let's take a look at the table. Bournemouth lead the way, West Bromwich Albion, Fulham, Coventry, Luton Town and Middlesbrough in the playoffs. QPR, Huddersfield, Stoke, Millwall, Blackpool and Blackburn. I think we've missed one. We have missed a game. It was a tasty Yorkshire, Lancashire affair. Apologies.
Yes.
Blackpool 2.
Yes.
Blackpool 2, Preston North End 0. And I must say, the atmosphere for this, because this is a hatred, this one. This is a proper hatred derby. The atmosphere was absolutely unreal. But Blackpool coming out, Anderson and Medine on the score sheet there. And by the looks of it, pretty much a full house down at Blackpool for that one. So apologies. Yeah, Blackpool. But Preston, where was your draw?
Yeah, that's the run of draw. Well, to be fair, what was that? A win and a loss in their last two games now.
Yeah,
so the draws have dried up a little bit.
Where's the draws gone? Derby County are taking that away from you. They've got four draws on the bounce now. What's going on, Preston North End? However, you are 19th. And again, you're one of those teams that do have a bit of breathing room around you. So apologies to you two. I do apologise. A massive, massive game. I don't know how we've missed that one. Oh, no, I'm just looking through now to make sure we haven't missed anyone else. No, we haven't. So back to the table. Bournemouth, West Bromwich Albion, Fulham, Coventry, Luton Town, Middlesbrough, QPR, Huddersfield, Stoke, Millwall, Blackpool and Blackburn.
And in the bottom half of the table, we've got Reading, Nottingham Forest, Swansea City, Bristol City, Birmingham City, Sheffield United, Preston North End, Peterborough United and Cardiff City. In the bottom three relegation places, we have got Hull City, Barnsley and Derby County.
Lovely stuff. This league excites me to the max. Fantastic stuff. When we come back, AD, you've got a strange and wonderful fact. What we got today?
Strange footballing fact of today. We have got a goal-scoring goalkeeper by the name of Rogério Ceni. We'll go with Ceni.
What a
Brazilian goalkeeper.
He was.
What a goalkeeper he was, yeah. He scored 131 goals in his career. incredible for a goalkeeper. I always think of Chilavert as well for Paraguay. Mm-hmm. Record number of free kicks scored, 61. Record number of penalties, 70. And to break it down even further, in the Copa Libertadores, he scored 14 goals, 6 free kicks and 8 penalties. And he also got 26 free kicks, which was 1 indirect, and 38 penalties in the Brazilian league as well. So all in all, 131 goals for a goalkeeper.
And that was for Sao Paulo, weren't it?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
And this,
I think he's managing there now, isn't he?
He is,
as well?
Yeah, he's managing there now. Bearing in mind, people, this is a guy that only retired 6 years ago from football as well.
1990 until 2015, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's into his second stint now at Sao Paulo. But an absolute legend, yeah. And the biggest thing that I always turn to when I hear this goalkeeper's name is he's a legend. He's a Brazilian goalkeeping legend. However, I don't think that's the case. Yes, he scored 131 goals.
That's it, yeah.
But he only played 17 times for Brazil.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah. It's, yeah, he was a Brazilian international for 9 years.
I know he had, what was his name? Taffarel? And...
Taffarel was one of them, weren't he?
Yeah, but if you've got a keeper that's scoring goals for fun...
And if he's a free kick taker or a pen, like a set piece
definitely,
taker
definitely. Think of all those World Cups and like the South American tournament that they have. Think of having the headlines in the World Cup. Imagine in a final. Imagine in a final he scored the free kick to win the World Cup. What a story that would have been. Missed a trick there, Brazil. Missed an absolute trick there.
Definitely.
Brilliant one, that one. I've no doubt that Paraguayan keeper's probably second or third.
Oh, Chilavert is second, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, he's. I'm just looking through his yearly stats. I'm just trying to see what season he scored the most goals in.
Oh, like goals per season to break it down.
Yeah, so he scored in 2005. He scored 21 goals. 21 goals in a season. The greatest strikers don't even get that. Nowadays,
I mean, if we're talking about let's go into figures with strikers. So Alan Shearer, as in the Alan Shearer, the top goal scorer in the Premier League. I think the most he scored in a season was Premier League, probably 31 for Blackburn, and then 25 for Newcastle in the 96-97 season. But 21 goals. So he was literally 10 goals behind Shearer's top season. That's crazy for a goalkeeper.
It is, but it's nothing compared to Lionel Messi when he scored 73 in one season.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, him and Ronaldo have just thrown it all away, haven't they?
Well, really? Ronaldo ain't even close on that list, to be honest.
No.
Lionel Messi, he led the way with 73 goals in one season. I think Gerd Müller, yeah, he was up there, 67. Cristiano Ronaldo is 10th on that list. Hey, I'll take this one all day long. Dixie Dean, with 63, is above Cristiano Ronaldo for the most goals scored in the season. Scotland fans, rejoice. Jimmy McCrory, he scored 63. And then Welsh fans as well. Bangor City player, Mark Lloyd-Williams, he scored 63 in one season as well. Fair few Scots on this list, actually. Love scoring a goal. Lovely stuff. Again, AD, I do love this section of the week. Thank you very much for that one.
No
when
problem.
We come back, it's EFL League One.
So, EFL League One, how has it been this weekend? This league's exciting, isn't it?
A bit quiet, really. I don't know if you're on our little sheet, but I'm going to do things a little bit different in this league because we do love talking about this league.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a team that started at the bottom of the table this time, and that was Doncaster Rovers. Now, Doncaster Rovers, they've been. I don't know if you've got it up in front of you, but what's their form been like recently?
God, recently their form. Let's have a look at Doncaster. So,
the two losses on the bounce.
23rd place. Well, they won their last game today, but before that, two defeats in a row. Yeah,
that's it. So Doncaster 3, Cheltenham Town 2, and Cheltenham Town, they were definitely a team that were on the two wins on the bounce that one. And I did say, didn't I, in the week when we did our midweek episode, that this was a game that Doncaster needed to win, and they did that. So.
Lo and behold, cracking victory.
Yeah, so victory. And they've, you know what? The good thing for Doncaster Rovers fans is you have picked up two wins in that last five games. So I wanted to start there with them. The next team I wanted to start with, and they are now bottom of the table. So Wycombe Wanderers 2, Crewe Alexandra 1. So that's 3 losses now on the bounce for Crewe Alexandra. And you are now bottom of the table in League One. The next one I want to move to is the team that's still in 22nd in the table, but what a fantastic win. And what this is a win that completely came out of nowhere for me.
Absolutely.
Today when I saw it. It was Sunderland 0, Charlton Athletic 1.
Yeah, so Charlton Athletic, they departed with Nigel Adkins a few days ago. And their caretaker manager, Johnny Jackson, he's, apart from what I've heard, he's very much well-liked, loved in the dressing room. And what a cracking 1-0 victory to get the stadium alight against Sunderland. What a win.
You couldn't have had a perfect start. Yeah, because we ripped them off, didn't we, in the week? We kind of said, yeah, that's a tough fixture for them to go to. But yeah, Johnny Jackson, he's always been well-known. He's always been well-known for Charlton Athletic. He had a number of appearances for them.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very, very well respected in the dressing room.
He is,
in the club.
This caretaker, if he can get results like that, keep
Why
him
not?
On.
Keep throw his name in the hat there, couldn't he?
One of my favourite, for some reason, Charlton Athletic are one of those teams, and London is, as we know, it's full of different teams. But Charlton Athletic, I always have my earliest memory of Charlton Athletic. And it was the playoff final, the Division One playoff final, when they got promoted.
And it was against this team, wasn't it?
I was a young lad, but I was absolutely in awe of Clive Mendonca.
Yeah, midfielder, wasn't he? Yeah,
Clive Mendonca. No, he was an attacker. And I'll always remember because my mum, unfortunately, she loved him, and not from a footballing point of view, neither. but yeah, he was a striker of Clive Mendonca, and he had a really good career. To be honest, especially in his last two appearances for Grimsby Town and Charlton, but I always think of Charlton, I think of Clive Mendonca, and I just find it weird seeing him in 22nd in the table. But Sunderland fans, we'll come onto the table a little bit later. But yeah, that's your first. Is that a lot? What's the table? What are they looking like at the moment?
Sunderland. Let's have a look. So that's the second defeat in the last five games. So
only 2 points off the top.
Yeah. You had two wins in the last two previous
nothing
games.
Nothing to worry about. Yeah, nothing to worry about there.
Just a little blip. So.
And then the last one, I need to mark these off to make sure that I've done them. These games. And then last but not least, the other team that was in the playoffs. AD, how did Shrewsbury do?
Shrewsbury Town, phenomenal 4-1 victory at home to Cambridge. Shrewsbury they've had a bit of a. In not a really good start at all this season compared to previous seasons, have they?
No.
But that's a two wins from the last three games. So won today, obviously 4-1 there. Lost the last game, won the previous game. So getting there. I mean, a point above the bottom four now. But what a great home victory, especially against Cambridge as well.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, isn't it? The fact that they're now outside of that play, that relegation zone. And you know what? They've won two games now in the last five, so the things are looking going in the right direction for Shrewsbury Town.
Absolutely.
I just thought it would be good, actually, to start with those four teams, because we keep mentioning them and we keep saying that they're bottom, they're in the bottom four, they're not moving. You know what? Three out of the four picked up wins today, which is fantastic. And against teams that have... are doing really well, and I think, you know what, Crewe, as much as you lost 2-1, the fact that you did give Wycombe Wanderers a game, but let's take a look at the rest of the fixtures in the league. So we'll start Accrington Stanley 2, Portsmouth 2.
That breaks up Portsmouth's run of defeats.
Well, yeah, definitely. I think
to start with,
something needed to happen. That was two losses on the bounce. Two losses on the bounce before today for them, and yeah. Conceding too many goals, and again you've conceded another two goals today there as well. Down in London, AFC Wimbledon 0, Wigan Athletic 2. So Wigan Athletic back to winning games after their loss in the week for them. What happened at the University of Bolton Stadium?
Bolton Wanderers 2, Gillingham 2.
Came back. 2-0 down, they were inside 14 minutes. Definitely a game of two halves, this one. They were 2-0 down in 14 minutes. And then they pulled it back in the last 5 minutes.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate for Gillingham. But I'd still say it's a good point to get
that's
there,
a great
isn't
result.
It, really?
Yeah, I think that's a great result. I think that really is a great result for them.
When they were 2-0 up, they must have been thinking, the fans must have been loving it.
They got that win in the week against Doncaster, which we said that was a massive win. And I think this is definitely a good point. Two games
massive
unbeaten
draw.
Now.
Definitely,
two games unbeaten now for them. Who they got next in the league? Accrington Stanley next in the league there.
I'll tell you what, I think this is a good draw for both teams. Looking at the former Bolton, they were on a run of three defeats in a row. Mm-hmm. So, to be honest, for both teams, a draw is probably good for both, probably, especially probably Bolton being 2-0 down. As
yeah,
well,
yeah, definitely. Burton Albion 1, Oxford United 3. Oxford United, you now find yourselves in that sixth position in the playoffs. Burton Albion, you're down to eighth there. How did Paul Cook do? This is a team now, I think, are about to shake up. We're about to shake up League One, I think.
Yeah. So it finished Ipswich Town 2, Fleetwood Town 1. That's two wins on the bounce for Ipswich. They're 4-0 now in the league. Paul Cook's doing what he does in this league now.
He's held that whole... Yeah. How many did you say? It was like 14 players, weren't it?
There was a massive change in the summer, wasn't there? I think it was something like 14. I mean, don't quote me, but it was a good lot of players to gel together for the new season.
It took two good young lads from West Brom as well, didn't they?
And he's taken a bit of flack, hasn't he, like we mentioned?
Oh, God, so yeah, he has. And he's
a job.
And he's now gelled that team together. And you know what? Two wins on the bounce, 4-0.
Yeah, fair play, Paul Cook.
Definitely, yeah. And I don't even think fair play's there for him, mate. He is a good manager. He is a good manager. And there's a lot of impatience. I think people that are impatient in football.
I've just created a word there, haven't I? This is the same Paul Cook who took Chesterfield to League One.
Yeah. He's a great manager.
He's a cracking manager.
He's a great... I remember his name was linked with West Brom.
Yeah.
And people left it out of the park. You know what? Sometimes you need one of those. Well, we've got, Paul Cook, fantastic manager. Mm-hmm. 4 games unbeaten. Ipswich Town, you're only, 4 points now off the playoffs. There's no reason why now you can have that finish to the season. And we're starting now to see, bar Charlton and Portsmouth, who are down like the bottom end of the table, we're starting to see a lot of those Premier League teams, that ex-Premier League teams, really fighting at the top of their table. But they're not doing as good as Plymouth Argyle, who still remain unbeaten.
Yeah, Plymouth Argyle, it was...
good point for Morecambe.
Yeah, so it finished Morecambe 1, Plymouth 1. Very, very good point for Morecambe.
That's a long trip as well, Christ. Yeah.
What's that say? Where's Morecambe? That's up north, isn't it?
Way up north.
Lancashire, is it Lancashire?
Yeah,
Lancashire to, Plymouth is always a bit of a trek down there. But fair play to the Morecambe fans who...
All the way around, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Plymouth fans going to Morecambe, should I say. But cracking draw for Morecambe against
really
the league leaders.
Hey, Plymouth Argyle fans, I still won't worry. You still only, lost one all season?
Yep.
We've only got the last 5 games in front of us, but it's no doubt it's probably more there for Plymouth Argyle. It's really good to see Plymouth Argyle top of the league, actually. Joint top now with Wycombe Wanderers, who we mentioned got 2-1 win over Crewe. And then Sheffield Wednesday 1, Lincoln City 1. So I think that's a good draw. I think that's actually a good draw, probably more so for Lincoln. Bit of inconsistency.
Seeing as they're a bit down there, yeah.
Yeah, but Sheffield Wednesday are actually 4-0 as well. So I'm just looking now at that table. I'm just looking at Sheffield Wednesday and Ipswich. A little bit of form. Unbeaten now in a good fair few games. I wonder when they play each other. I think that'll be a quite tasty
Wednesday
fixture.
Ipswich. That could be a good game, yeah.
Let me check that out. Tell you what, while I'm checking that out, if you run through the top, you run through the top 12 in the league.
So in the league, So in first place, we have got Plymouth Argyle, followed by Wickham Wanderers, Wigan Athletic, Sunderland, Rotherham United, Oxford United. So obviously from Wigan, Sunderland, Rotherham and Oxford, that's the playoff places. Then we've got MK Dons, Burton Albion, Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich Town, Accrington Stanley and Bolton Wanderers in the top
half. Stuff. Yeah, they've already played. They drew 1-1. Next line they play is in January at Hillsborough. That'll be a good game now, especially in that period of time. 13th in the league is Cheltenham Town, AFC Wimbledon, Lincoln City, Portsmouth, Morecambe, Cambridge, Gillingham, Shrewsbury Town, and in the bottom four we've got Fleetwood, Charlton, Doncaster and Crewe, which is lovely because when we come back it's EFL League Two.
So EFL League Two, how are we looking this weekend?
So Newport County, they've got a new manager. James Robery has taken over from Michael Flynn. And probably a really good start, actually. Really good start for them. Bristol Rovers 1, Newport County 3. Another loss there for Bristol Rovers. I feel like we spend a lot of time talking about Bristol Rovers.
We do, yeah.
And I think it's just because of Joey Barton. But I'm going to talk about Newport County. You're currently 12th after a really long period of time with Michael Flynn. A new changes come in, and I think that's the perfect start, actually. You're unbeaten in 5 as well, Newport County. So there's quite a fair few teams that are unbeaten in that league. And the same went for Bristol Rovers, actually. They were 3-0 until today, so they had picked up a little bit of form as well. But yeah, just to welcome James Robey into EFL League 2 with Newport. What's the next game?
That's a fantastic win for Newport, definitely. So the next game was a bit of a... well, no goals, really. So it finished Carlisle 0, Oldham 0. Both down towards the bottom, aren't they, as well?
Yeah.
So it didn't really do any favours for either team, really.
No. We mentioned this in the week, didn't we? We said that no one should be winning this, but they decided today to just give us a ball draw, yeah.
That's 0-0. Yeah. Neither team really went for it, by all accounts. But
Still no new manager for Carlisle United. So Gavin Singleton's still in charge there. So we're just waiting for the confirmation when Chris Beach's successor takes over there. So yes, not much really to say about Carlisle 0, Oldham Athletic 0. Exeter City 2, Mansfield 1. Let's talk about Mansfield.
Does no favours for them whatsoever, does it? That defeat. Nope. Still 23rd.
Still 23rd. They've dropped. I think that's the first time they've dropped into the bottom two all season.
Okay. So they've dropped. Yeah, well, their record's been pretty...
If anything, Carlisle have actually benefited today, if you look at it. Yeah. Carlisle have actually jumped out of that.
So in all, that's draw, that goalless draw, actually helped Carlisle.
It's actually helped them. Definitely. Definitely there. But Exeter City, you are in fourth position today. Forest Green Rovers.
Yep, so they're still top of the table, and they had a great win. 3-1 home win against Salford. Salford, who we've spoke about before, haven't we?
I think it's an easy win. I've gone past the point now of Salford City. They're just, in my eyes, they're a team now that are a League Two side.
Yep.
There's no ambition for me, I'm sorry, but there's no ambition.
No. They all that talk has sort of gone quiet now, hasn't it, about them get into the summit, and
it has. They came into the league with this massive ego of we'll be in the championship within 5 years, and you're still in League Two.
How many seasons now?
I think it's third or fourth season now. So
unless comfortable in League Two, very
they
comfortable.
Do, yeah, and if they're happy with that, I'm pretty sure the Salford City fans won't be. I've got nothing against the Salford City fans. At the end of the day, they've watched that team through the mill in the lower leagues.
Where they started from.
Yeah, exactly. I've got nothing to it. But at the end of the day, you've got owners that have come in and done that. But I'm not going to overshadow Exeter City. 5 games unbeaten, 2 wins on the bounce, showing promotion form again. Exeter City, which is always good. Just going to have a quick look at the thing. But I don't know, Avery. Tell me your thoughts. Put your neutral hat on and tell me what your thought. I'll just explain myself about Salford and how I feel, and let me know how you feel.
Me, I think they've got, to be honest, I think they've got to the level where they should, with the money and the backing they've had, this is where they are now. That's it. I don't see them. I can't. You look at the Premier League, you look at the Championship, there's so much more money in them leagues. Yeah. They're not going to get there unless they get more investment. That's how football is. It's a money talks, doesn't it?
Definitely, so, I agree.
They're probably at the right level now, really.
Yeah.
League Two, I'd say.
Definitely, yeah. And they've obviously, the owners have got ambitions. I think the fans have bought into that as well. And obviously, I've got no doubts that.
But like we've said, where they've come from. I mean, you watch the Class of 92 document. No, it's not the Class of 92. The documentary about Salford, the rise through the leagues, the state they were in to where they are now.
Completely different, yeah, and it's great. It is great. Don't get me wrong, but
for them,
I just feel like they should be at least in League One now. They should be at least in League One.
Oh, with the investment, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. But Exeter City, I think for you, you're probably dreaming of getting back into League One, and you're going the right way about it. In my eyes, you've not been in League One now since 2012. So promotion, ideally through the playoffs, would be.
It's only one defeat. That's one defeat all season. They've got the least losses in the league.
Definitely,
well.
And bearing in mind, Exeter City have only been back in the Football League since 2008 as well. So they had that. Well, the good thing about Exeter City's rise was they got promoted, and then they got promoted again. So automatically they got promoted when they got come up to League Two.
That's always a brilliant record as well.
To League One, they spent 3 good seasons in League One, and then unfortunately they did drop back out of the league. But Exeter City doing really well there. Forest Green top, which is again, how many is that? Is that a little unbeaten home game going?
So yeah, it's three unbeaten now. They did have that defeat, didn't they, a couple of weeks ago?
They did. Yeah, Swindon Town. But
I mean, to be honest, they're 5 points clear, so they've got a bit of a gap now between them and second place.
Little tasty Northern fixture as well that I want to cover next. Yeah, Hartlepool United 3, Harrogate Town 2. Both of you, you're both having fantastic seasons. I don't really want to take the shine away from both of you. Hartlepool, your form's kind of dipped in the last couple of games for yourselves. Hartlepool, that's two win. Harrogate, your form's dipped, and Hartlepool, two wins on the bounce, which is good. Yeah. But you're both in the playoffs, and I think that's fantastic, especially with Hartlepool. This is your first season back. Harrogate, this is your second season. I think, you can't really grumble. And that's the difference, AD, isn't it? That's the difference. I'm talking about a team, Harrogate Town, that have been in the conference now, in the League Two, for two seasons.
Yeah.
And they're showing, you know what? We want to make a go of this, and we actually want to have a little bit of ambition.
It's been a cracking start.
On a shoestring budget. Yeah. And they're sitting fourth in the league.
They've got togetherness, haven't they? And they've kept their manager for a long time, haven't they?
I think that's the difference. And that's a bit different. Harrogate Town have got stability.
Yep. How long's the manager been there now? Harrogate? I think he's been there a fair while now.
He's been there a fair while. But you've hit the nail on the head for me there. And I think I've said this for a couple of weeks ago as well, about teams with stability are fantastic. He's been there since 2009. So it tells you everything that you need.
12 years.
Exactly. Great. So they've got stability. They've got a belief. They're excited because this is their first time in the Football League. You got to remember, this is the first time Harrogate have ever been in the Football League.
And in their second season, look how well they're doing.
And in their second season. And the same can be said for Barrow. Barrow had a bit of a different result today. They got a draw. They got a 2-2 draw. Walsall 2, Barrow 2. But they're 13th. And you know what? I bet they're not moaning.
No.
That they're there. I do see Salford City fans moaning.
But that's the territory, isn't it? When there's money pumped into a club for where they were to where they are now, there's always going to be that sort of, we should be a step higher perhaps. And then
I agree.
When things aren't going right, they're going to,
But it's the stability thing, isn't it?
Yeah. The whole merry-go-round of managers never does any favours. Really.
They had two fantastic managers.
They did.
They had Bernard Morley and they had Anthony Johnson. They were the joint managers, weren't they? And they did a fantastic job in helping that team rise through the leagues.
As they always have with non-league, them two as well. Massively.
Definitely. Absolutely, yeah. And they know that structure. But it's just been manager after manager now for them. And it's... I'm just looking now at their managerial history.
Who was the one they had previously?
They've had some big names.
Wasn't it Graham Alexander?
Graham Alexander. Yeah. So after the two left, it was Graham Alexander and then Richie Wellens.
That's the one. Yeah. Big names in this league, especially.
But the difference is, look, Graham Alexander, he took him into the Football League. Right?
Yep.
Richie Wellens won the 2020 EFL trophy with him.
He did. Yeah.
But why is he gone? Well, why did Graham Alexander go?
Exactly. There's no real reason, is there?
Because not to be funny, they finished eighth. They finished eighth last season.
Yep.
So why is Richie Wellens going?
Precisely. It's just doesn't make any sense.
They finished 11th the first season. Why is Alexander? Why is he going?
Well, yeah. There's been a natural progression, hasn't there?
Do you see what I mean? It's not like the thing. But now look at them.
Languishing in 17th place.
17th position.
Gary Bowie is in charge. And I'll be honest, I don't think he's cut out for the managerial game, going by his previous track record, to be honest. That's my opinion. So,
this is a guy that got into football management because Blackburn Rovers were, in my eyes, probably not in a great place, were they? He spent 2 years there. He went to Blackpool. He spent 2 years there.
Yep.
He went to Bradford, not even for a season.
He's not really progressed teams as a manager, has he?
What does
this
appointment do? What does this appointment do when you've had Richie Wellens and Graham Alexander that have actually done something? And I'm not being funny, Salford.
Who've had a lot more experience as managers.
Exactly.
As well.
And I'm not being funny, Salford. You finished 11th and 8th.
Yep.
So this season, in my eyes, you should be in that playoffs or at least pushing for promotion. And you don't even look. You don't even look like that. I think that's enough from me on Salford City today.
Yeah, that's it. Not really a lot more we can say, really.
No.
Nope.
Port Vale 3, Colchester 0. Rochdale 3, Sutton 2. That's a good result, that, for Rochdale.
Actually. Great result, yeah.
Really good result for Rochdale. So that's three unbeaten now for Rochdale, actually. Sutton, mm-hmm. that's two losses on the bounce after a really good run of form previously. And again, I'm pretty sure that they're sitting there going, doesn't matter.
I mean, they're in 10th
in the league. 10th yeah. in the league. We're back in the Football League for the first time in God knows how many years.
Yeah.
But we're 10th in the league and we're
enjoying
it.
They'll take that massively, I reckon. Yeah.
Salford City fans, just to let you know, this is not a dig at yourselves. This really isn't a dig at yourself. This is the ownership of that club. Mm. And just I just don't see the logic.
Let's be honest, the way they've treated managers who've got experience and know-how in this league, the way they've treated them. It's just appalling from the ownership, isn't it, really?
Definitely. So a team that's been struggling and a team that has been absolutely dying for a win, and they got mm-hmm. one today, and that was Scunthorpe United. Great win over Crawley. I haven't seen John Yems yet, so I'm hoping he has done a fantastic interview, especially losing to the team that hasn't won in a very long time. But yeah, fantastic result there for Scunthorpe. Unfortunately, that does keep you bottom of the league. However, you've brought yourself back into it. You are joint on 11 points with Mansfield.
Oh, they've definitely brought themselves back in. Well, there
yeah, those two games, that point in the so week close. And then that win today has definitely brought them back into it. So, yeah, fair play to those.
Well done, Scunthorpe. Brilliant.
Definitely there. Stevenage 0, Leyton Orient 0. Swindon Town 1, Bradford City 3. Two ex-Premier League sides facing off in League 2.
Yeah.
That's a first, isn't it? I think that's pretty much a first.
I don't think they met.
They never met each other. No, they never met.
But
the two ex. The two ex. Premier League size.
Swindon was like 93-94. Bradford were there from 98 to 2000.
I think I said it when Oldham played one of them back a while ago. But yeah, that's right. It was Swindon Oldham, weren't it? Because I mentioned 93-94, didn't we?
Yeah.
Fantastic there. But yeah, I don't know why, but I was surprised by that result, actually. Swindon have been a good reign of form recently. But that win was probably needed for Bradford after that loss in the
definitely.
Week.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you look at a team the size of Bradford in that league as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes it more interesting. They're only 3 points off the playoffs after that now as well. Mm-hmm. So
good stuff.
Brilliant.
Tranmere 0, Northampton Town 2, rounds up, and Northampton Town, you've pushed your way into the top three automatic spots. I mentioned Port Vale, didn't I? Yeah, Port Vale, you're in second position. We'll go through the table shortly, and we've mentioned Walsall 2, Barrow 2 as well. So over to the table. Aidy, go on, you can do the top 12 this time again.
So, first place, we've got Forest Green Rovers, followed by Port Vale and Northampton Town in the automatic spots. In the playoff places, we've got Exeter City, Harrogate Town, Swindon and Hartlepool United. Then we've got Tranmere Rovers, Leyton Orient, Sutton United, Bradford City and Newport County makes up the top half.
Lovely stuff. In 13th, we've got Barrow, Walsall, Rochdale, Crawley, Salford City, Bristol Rovers, Colchester, Stevenage, Oldham Athletic, Carlisle United, and the bottom two is Mansfield Town and Scunthorpe United. And when we come back, it's our non-league roundup.
So, non-league roundup. How are we looking in the, non-league?
Not too bad, actually. I think we've had a discussion about how we're going to do the end of these shows now. We want to make sure that non-league are mentioned, and we're still going to continue with like the promotion kind of points
promotion
to the table.
Race,
for there. So the results today in the National League. So we had Grimsby Town 2, Yeovil Town 0, Chesterfield 2, Boreham Wood 1. What a fantastic game that was, especially at the top of the table. Yeah. Solihull Moors 1, FC Halifax Town 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 3, Southend United 0. Southend have got a new manager, but Dagenham and Redbridge, I think, because of the way they are on the table, that was 3 points in my eyes today, that one. And then Oldshot 2, Bromley 3 one. So have a quick gander at the table for ourselves. So Grimsby Town lead the way. I think they're 4 unbeaten, AD. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I believe they are. Yeah, let me just have a quick look. Yep, 4 unbeaten. Oh, 4 wins in a row. Yeah.
4 wins in a row. Yes, there you go. Yeah, 4 wins in a row for Grimsby Town. What was that? 4 points clear at the top of the table as well.
4 points clear. Yep, that's right.
Chesterfield. Yeah, Chesterfield. I think the decision was right to keep the manager and not let him speak to Southend. And again, why would you when
them and Grimsby have only lost one apiece this season?
Exactly.
And this is Chesterfield's best start to a season in a good few seasons.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be interesting, actually. I don't know whether they've already played. I'm just going to have a quick look now.
Grimsby and Chesterfield.
Let's just look at that. I've got it here. But yeah, who's in third position?
So in third, we've got Boreham Wood. We've mentioned them previously. They've had a great start this season, really in the race there for the playoffs. Then in fourth, we've got FC Halifax Town, followed by Dagenham and Redbridge, Bromley and Solihull Moors. That makes up the playoffs. It's very interesting, the playoffs.
Wins on the bounce. Yeah.
Playoffs are interesting, aren't they, in the National League as well?
Yeah, so if people don't know how they work, so you've got second and third, they're in that are in a little bracket, and then fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh are there. So for an example for now, Halifax Town would play Solihull Moors, and then the winner of that would go through. And then Dagenham and Redbridge would play Bromley, and then the winner of that would go through. So the winner of FC Halifax Town and Solihull Moors would play Chesterfield. And then Boreham Wood would play the winners of Dagenham, Redbridge and Bromley.
So basically second and third get a bye to the next round of the playoffs.
Yeah, it's kind of like a qualifying round for the actual playoff semi-finals, if you look at it that way. But Bromley, still got those two games. They could go one point behind. They could go 1 point behind Grimsby.
Five wins in a row. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic form there.
Chesterfield and Grimsby play in December. So they haven't played yet, so they play in December. I'm just going to look at Bromley quickly because I'm really, really intrigued by them. It's got one, two, three, four, five, six games unbeaten, wins on the bounce. And wait till you hear a team that's in this, Grimsby Town. So that loss at Grimsby, it was from Bromley. And Bromley drew 2-2 with Chesterfield.
So they've definitely matched the top two teams as well in the league.
Definitely going to be intrigued with the next fixture. They've got Notts County on Tuesday.
Okay. And they are literally two places below them, aren't they?
They've got two wins on the bounce as well. They had a quite good game today against Stockport.
It's definitely hotting up in the National League.
It is. It's getting really interesting. I'm going to keep an eye on Bromley and Solihull Moors because Solihull Moors, they're four games unbeaten as well. So those two are pretty much the teams
also,
to watch out.
Also, for Bromley, two games in hand on
that's
the
what I said.
The
yeah, if
well.
They win
yeah,
their
yeah.
two games, they only go one point behind Grimsby. It's
that's
absolutely
cracking
nuts.
Stuff.
Dover Athletic, you remain bottom. Aldershot Town and Southend United occupy the relegation spots in the National Premier. Over to the north, I'll go through the fixture if you want. You can do the table again if you want. I don't know if you've got those in front of you.
But, you've got the results there?
Yeah, I've got the results, yeah. So Farsley Celtic 1, AFC Fylde 0. Gateshead and Brackley Town was a postponement. I'm not too sure why on that one. Spennymoor 2, Curzon 2, Guiseley 0, Chorley 0, and York City 1, Chester 1. York City fans, if you probably remember about 4 weeks ago, I turned around and said, if you want to be mentioned on the show, you need to get into seventh position. And you've done that.
Yeah, they've just done that now, haven't they?
And they've done that. So in terms of the table, how are we looking on the table?
Yep, so looking at the National League North table, in first place, we've got AFC Fylde in the top spot, followed by the playoff places. So in second place, we've got Brackley Town, Spennymoor Town, Chorley, Gateshead, Curzon Ashton, and welcome to seventh place, York City.
Yeah, so shoot two wins on the but the form teams at the minute seem to be Spennymoor, Chorley, Alfreton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are the three kind of like that have been unbeaten in the last five games. So yeah, Spennymoor, Chorley and Alfreton Town. There's on that one and there. So yeah, good stuff. And then Gloucester City and Southport occupy the relegation zone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Southport haven't won a game this season.
No,
however, they have got three games in hand on Gloucester. Have played seven, Gloucester have played 10. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to be interesting at the bottom.
We will do indeed. Over to the National League South. So we had Oxford City 1, Chelmsford 1, Maidstone United 0, Dorking Wanderers 2, Eastbourne Borough 0, Ebbsfleet United 1, Bath City 0, St Albans City 2, and then Braintree Town 1, Dorwich Hamlet 2. And the table?
Aye. So the table, we've got Dartford at the top.
Two games
strong still, yeah. Then in the playoffs, we've got Oxford City 2nd, Maidstone United, followed by Ebbsfleet United, St Albans City, Dulwich Hamlet and Dorking Wanderers. Informed teams, obviously Dartford top, unbeaten in five.
Oxford
and St Albans, yeah. Anyone else in the league?
Oh, Tonbridge. Tonbridge could have been, but they lost. They did lose one.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're looking good at the top. I mean, Dartford are 5 points clear, aren't they? So they're doing well. And they've got two games in hand of second place as well.
I was just looking at that. I'm just looking at having a Waterlooville, yeah, for an example. They're like 13th and Tonbridge, but they've got two games in hand.
Yeah.
They could be up to pretty much second if they win those games. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think some of the postponements there are due to the FA Cup and progressing in those rounds as well. There's only one relegation this year from the South, and that currently is Hemel Hempstead. They're looking like that, but they've got a game in hand over Braintree Town. Fantastic. Let's have a look through the non-league. So I'm just going to have a quick look at the Northern Prem, just the teams that are directly below the South and the North for promotion there. So we've still got Matlock Town. They're still cruising on there. In the Southern Central, I'm pretty sure it's still Peterborough Sports. It is indeed. While we're here, I'm talking about that one. Then Eatonborough won again.
Ah, fantastic.
So way to Redditch United, 3-1. So that's two wins.
Is that two wins in a row?
Two wins in a row now, but they're still in the relegation spots, still in the relegation zone. But those two wins are really
much needed wins, weren't it, though?
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Two wins. And we've got a couple of game in hand on a couple of teams above them as well. So that's always a good thing as well. So that's the Peterborough Sports. So Matlock Town's Peterborough Sports currently doing that. Southern League South Division. That is Farnborough. So Farnborough now. So it was Hayes and Yedding last time we did an update. It's now Farnborough. And then in the Isthmian League, it's Enfield Down. So Kingstonian was previously, and now Enfield Town are on there. I'm just going to have a look. I'm interested to see how Jersey Bull. Oh, Guernsey. So Guernsey, they're having a bit of bother because obviously Guernsey, their own little island, and obviously COVID rules have been different. So they've only really just started their season. They've got a big catch up. They've played two now. They've won one and lost one. So Guernsey on that one. I'm just trying to see Jersey Bulls.
Yeah, we talked about them, didn't we? Was it a cup game,
they,
I think?
They went unbeaten. They won unbeaten last season, I believe. Okay. I just want to, because obviously it's really good. I think that's really good. I think it's good to see Guernsey when they came up there. It's good to see now Jersey have a representation. And it's also good to see Isle of Man as well. They've got a representation. Definitely. And just talking about non-league as well, and they were a football league club. I've heard this week as well that Bury have actually found a buyer.
Oh, fantastic.
So the actual Bury have found a buyer. I don't know how it will work, kind of thing, but they've found a buyer for the club, the historical elements of the club, and Giggle Lane.
Great news. Fantastic.
It is great news. It is great news. And again, I don't want to take anything away from what the fans did, and they had that Phoenix Club AFC Bury as well. So two teams in Bury. There we go for that one.
Fantastic.
So Jersey Bulls, how are they doing? How are they doing? Jersey Bulls. They're seventh in their league. Couple of games in hand, though. Seventh in their league. And
if it's of interest to anybody at all, they had a FA Vars game today. It was a 1-1 draw, and then they lost, unfortunately, 4-3 on penalties.
Talking of FA Vars.
Google.
Talking of FA Vars. How did your local team do?
Yeah, so Worcester City picked up a lovely 2-1 victory against Lutterworth Town. And doing okay in the league, fourth place at the moment. So things picking up for Worcester, so it's great for the city.
And good to see, through to the next rounds of the FA Vars, which is always good as well. Perfect.
A little bonus, yeah.
Non-league football, we absolutely love it. When we come back, European football is going to be a little bit different from us, and we'll explain why after we come back, and then it's the end of the show.
So, European football, like Dan mentioned, is going to be a little bit different. What's the changes?
Let's keep with Bundesliga. How did Dortmund do?
Dortmund?
I know Dortmund are your side.
Yes, definitely. Dortmund picked up a 3-1 victory away to Armenia Bielefeld. So, second place is where they stay. Great win. Fantastic.
Good stuff, and Bayern Munich still lead the way on there. Over in the second Bundesliga, and over to my team, Schalke, they're currently playing at the moment. So just to let you know, we are recording on a Saturday night for this one. Just because we find we found that the nighttime recordings are probably a little bit better. We're a bit more awakened, copus mentis, on the evening ones. But Schalke are currently playing, and they are winning 2-0 against Dynamo Dresden. And
picking up their form now, aren't they, Schalke?
Yeah, joint top now. Joint top of the league. Real. That'll be four wins on the bounce if we can keep this underway. Yeah, it'd be good to see us back in the top flight of German football after all those years away. But that's good there. In the SPL, Rangers do play tomorrow, but Hearts currently lead the way there. In Italy, who's lead the way in Italy, AD?
Oh, Italy, it's Napoli. I think AC Milan were top last week, so it looks like they've overtaken them in the table.
Good stuff. Still no change in La Liga?
No, Real Sociedad, top. They were top. Yes, they were top last week. Osasuna in second. Interesting. Interesting top two there.
And then in Liga 1?
PSG, top.
PSG,
no
top.
Change, really.
No.
Nope.
Good stuff.
And I think they were playing Marseille today, who were in third. Bit of a big game there, so that could be interesting.
That'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. And that's how we're going to do. That's how we're going to do the European football now going forward. We're just literally going to quickly see how Dortmund do, quickly see how Schalke do, and then just literally mention who's top of the leagues in those respective leagues. However, what we didn't do in the midweek is actually cover the Europa League, and I don't want to miss that out. Rangers picked up a 2-0 win over Bromby in the week, and then we had just scrolling through now. West Ham won 3-0 against Genk. Tottenham actually lost in the Conference League 1-0 to Vitesse.
By all accounts, Tottenham put out literally a second string team completely, didn't they? From what they were saying, it was 1-0 defeat
pretty
to Vitesse.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because there was, I was listening to Alan Hutton.
Bit disrespectful,
on Sky Sports News.
I know you have to concentrate on the league, but come on, you're in a competition that's a trophy, and Tottenham fans, I'm pretty sure you want a trophy, regardless of what it is. Yeah,
yeah.
There's teams like who we support that never win a trophy.
So if you've got a chance to win a trophy, go for it. I mean,
definitely.
We've mentioned Pep Guardiola in the past. He loves the EFL Cup, doesn't he? Like the League Cup, should I say, sorry. So, you know, go for it.
Absolutely. And then just our friends over in Gibraltar, another loss, unfortunately. Slovan Bratislava 2, Lincoln Red Imps 0. So that's three losses on the bounce for them. But at least they've scored. They've scored a goal. That's all that matters.
And to get into the group stages is just
that's
great.
That's it. But the embarrassment, I'm sorry, Jose Mourinho, but the embarrassment goes to you on Thursday night, losing to Bodo Glimt over in Norway 6-1.
And you know what as well? Instead of throwing not one player under the bus, not two players, he threw the whole team under the bus, the whole squad. Because his quote was, "My team are great, but my squad, not so much." He threw every player under the bus, but he did take a bit of the blame as well.
It looks like he did. He kind of put like a second string out as well, because there was no Tammy Abraham or anything like that.
They wouldn't have expected a 6-1 defeat to a Norwegian team. Though,
definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. And they still find themselves fourth in the league as well. Lovely stuff. And that's how we're going to do it now, guys. That's how we're going to round up the European side of things. So pretty much from me, a good week of football. There are some fixtures in the week. I'm just going to see what fixtures there are in the week. I'm pretty sure it's just non-league this week. Monday night, we've got, it's just non-league. It's pretty much non-league. We've got the EFL Cup. We've got the Carabao Cup in the week as well. So I don't know. We'll see how we do and see if we can get one out. If not, we'll round up next Sunday. But from me, guys, hope you have a great week, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Lovely stuff. In terms of the social media side of things, if you want to follow us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/allthingsfootballpodcast. On Twitter, it's ATF on Anchor, and YouTube, if you look us up on there, it's All Things Football Podcast. And from me, goodbye as well. Have a great week.